Hello there, my name is Reza Rahman and this is Contributor's Guide to the Jakarta E10 Galaxy. I am Principal Program Manager at Microsoft. I essentially work on Java on Azure, so basically ensuring that Azure is a good place for Java developers. Today I'm not here on behalf of my day job though. Today I'm on here doing this talk on behalf of the Jakarta E Ambassadors. And I'll talk in a moment what the Jakarta E Ambassadors are. Why we're doing this talk. And these are very interestingly related topics for today. My contact information is on screen now, my email address and my Twitter handle. So if you have any questions on this talk, feel free to reach out to me at any point in time. So hopefully by then, by now, you've heard a bit about Jakarta EE, and hopefully heard a little bit about Jakarta E8, Jakarta E9, and possibly about Jakarta E10. If you don't know, basically, Jakarta EE is Java EE transferred to the Eclipse Foundation. So under completely open source governance, not controlled by any particular company. Now it's we've had a few releases of Jakarta EE now. So first was Jakarta E8, which is basically binary compatible with Java EE8. Java E8 was the last release under the JCP. But the big difference between Java E8 and Jakarta E8 is that obviously Jakarta E8 is under completely open governance, including completely open source TCKs and under the Eclipse Foundation. We've recently had Jakarta E9 release, and this release is about decoupling not just the governance model, but also the namespaces. So completely getting free of any kind of in vendor tie-in whatsoever. So the entire namespace has moved from Javax to Jakarta. And very soon we'll probably have a Jakarta E9.1 release, probably in the next few months or so. The objective of this release will be essentially to support Java SE 11. So Jakarta E9 supports Java SE 8, just like Java E8. However, Jakarta E9.1 will be supporting Java SE 11 instead. Finally, we'll talk a bit about Jakarta E10. So the point of doing all of this work is to accelerate the platform and to add new features. Obviously, we haven't been really able to do that since Java E8, although we've had things like MicroProfile, which is a sister project of Jakarta E that is innovating fairly frequently. But Java E itself, we really have not had a feature release yet. So Jakarta E10 will be the first feature release, hopefully sometime by the end of this year, one hopes. And the scope of this is to be defined by the community, and this is where you need to step in. So the whole point we did all of this Jakarta EE stuff is for people like you to be able to engage and be able to contribute and be able to move forward this technology. So it shouldn't be just up to vendors as to what technology goes forward. And in fact, this particular talk is to give you an idea of where you could contribute and what you could contribute. So let's talk a little bit about the Jakarta E-Ambassadors. The Jakarta E-Ambassadors started its life as the Java E-Guardians, and we played at least some role in helping move this technology from the JCP into the Eclipse Foundation sort of make it much more vendor neutral and much more open. So we've been observing the releases for Jakarta E so far, Jakarta E8, Jakarta E9. In fact, a lot of us have contributed to help those releases happen. But what we wanted to do and what we have been doing for the past several months or so, probably starting around September, is begin to formulate, well, where do we want this platform to go? What kind of features would we like to see in something like Jakarta E10? So instead of just simply discussing those in amongst ourselves, we decided to draft an open document and put all of our ideas into that document. And on screen, you see a link to that document. You can take a look at that document still. And in fact, it is still in draft form in Google Docs. You can comment on it. You can suggest edits. See what you think of what the collective ideas that the Jakarta ambassadors have gathered. Now, we will make this document final very, very soon and begin to urge people much more, and probably by doing talks like this one, to begin to urge people to begin to contribute towards making the Jakarta E10 vision a reality. And in fact, this talk is really nothing much more than a condensed version of that document. So I hope if you do one thing after you listen to this talk is you go and take a look at this document and take a look at its contents And part of the conference there is also how you can contribute to make all of these things happen. So if you'll take a look at this document, there's certain key themes that emerge as ideas for Jakarta E10. So we'll talk about these themes for a moment here on this slide. So first and foremost is CDI alignment.